Blog Talk Radio. Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and I am the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you all for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate life and to illuminate the mind, the heart, the body, and the soul. We have an amazing show today featuring travel bug Kristen Sierra. Kristen is a world explorer. She's been to 45-plus countries. She's a lover of all cultures. She considers herself a world citizen. She's an actress. And she's here today to show us how to travel the world, no matter what our budget is, and become internationally inspired. Kristen, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, yeah, exciting. I love what you're doing. I love your YouTube channel. You have so much content. Because I know that, Kristen, so many of us are looking for some excitement and adventure in our lives. Life becomes routine and one-dimensional. Yet we can be afraid to really step outside of the box and take risks. How does traveling help us to kind of break through those kind of fears and limitations?
Traveling opens your mind. I mean,
right.
The biggest step, or what people are afraid of, is the unexpected. So I always say the hardest part is booking your plane ticket. But once you do that and you get to a new place, you realize, especially if you're traveling alone, just like how strong you are, how those fears really. They were there because you always fear the unexpected, but they go away and you're just like, why was I afraid in the first place? So it makes you a stronger person. It opens your mind. You become more of a risk taker. You become more personable because you're forced to, especially traveling alone, to talk to new people, make new friends, and basically survive.
I mean, it's really interesting when you're talking about traveling alone, and you're a female. And
yeah.
I think a lot of women are afraid to travel alone. I mean, there's so much stigmatization around a woman traveling alone, like, you know, what's that like, and why would you encourage it, and how can you help women be able to liberate themselves from those fears? I asked you a whole bunch of questions all at the same time.
I think, again, it goes with being afraid of the unknown, and it really, when someone comes to me, a female traveler who wants to travel alone comes to me and asks me, like, where they should go, I've traveled to many different countries alone, and the ones that people are most shocked by, I guess you could say, are, like, India or parts of Africa, but, I mean, I felt just as safe traveling in India as I do in my own backyard. And I feel that actually the locals and other travelers automatically want to protect you in a way. They want to, like, take you in. They want to take care of you because they see you traveling alone and they just, I don't know, you just feel protected by people. I've never felt in danger traveling alone. And it's definitely made me a stronger traveler just in general. So, I mean, that's what I would say to someone who's never traveled by themselves as a female, another female. And just to do it. I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I just want you to give us more insights into that because, I mean, people are like, okay, you weren't scared, but how do I overcome my fear? And why weren't you scared? Like, when did you start? What made you brave enough to, like, go, I'm going to this place that I don't know, you know, don't know anyone? And, like, and how do you go about taking those steps? Like, do you just, because I think that a lot of women would be like, well, wow, how do I do this? Like, do I just arrive there, and what do I do now? Like, just breaking through some of those myths and those fears.
I think the reason why I did it is just out of curiosity. I started traveling alone when I was, my first trip alone was when I was 18 and I lived in Paraguay for 4 months, and I lived with a host family. And Paraguay, I mean, there were no other tourists around, like, even in my city. Like, I was only surrounded by locals because no one really goes there. And why I chose to do that, it was an exchange program in my high school. But again, it was out of curiosity for the unknown, about trying something new and seeing another part of the world. And mm-hmm. I didn't want to wait for someone else to do it with me. And I also wanted to be able to, like, when you do this alone, you're making your own, you're relying on yourself and you're making your own decisions. You're not relying on someone else. And like, if you want to go and do something, you're the only one that gets, like, is deciding, okay, should I do that or should I not? You're not asking someone else's permission or seeing what they want to do. So I don't know, all of that appealed to me. So I just took that risk and I became hooked on traveling alone, as well as I'm also married, so I travel with my husband too. But mm-hmm. I think it's very important for everyone to try it. And like, I mean, I have been scared, or nervous, I should say, nervous, because I mean, it's a new place. You're by yourself. You don't really know where to go or what to do, or you don't know anyone there. But at the same time, that's a thrill to me. So I'm willing to push those fears aside and go for it.
Well, how do you, when you go and you travel alone, then you integrate, or how, like you said, you don't know where to go, what do you do? What do you suggest that people, what steps do you think people can take to enable themselves?
For me, I'm more of a spontaneous traveler, so I don't like to plan too much, and I like to leave my options open for any possibility, because when I've done that, that's when my incredible, like, the most incredible experiences have happened. Because I've said, been able to say yes, because I didn't have anything planned kind of thing. So everything was open. But I would suggest, I mean, the best information that I've received about a place, I mean, areas that are safe or suggestions of things to do, maybe places to stay, things to eat, restaurants to eat at, have been from other bloggers. So, I mean, you can check out my blog, you can check out other bloggers. Other YouTubers who travel and do this for a living, who know all about travel and have been to many places and can recommend the top things to see and do, or the hidden gems of those places.
Do you have a favorite story in your travel experience?
Oh gosh,
I'm sure you have a lot.
top three. Oh gosh. Okay, well, one of my favorites I actually recreated into a YouTube video where I acted out all the characters. Many of my top travel stories in general all come from India, which is my favorite country. But I ended up going to this random wedding that I got invited to by this world-known Indian drummer and dancing for a king in the middle of a desert. It was very spontaneous and, like, unpredictable, and I don't even know how it happened, but it did, and it was incredible. So that's one of them. Sleeping, I think, in the middle of the desert, in the Sahara Desert in Tunisia, under a sky, stars. The stars were so bright that actually myself and my mother was with me, and my husband, and other people that we had just met on the trip. I think there was, like, 10 of us in total. We all woke up at 2 a.m., the middle of the night at the same time, because the sky was so bright that it woke us up because of the stars. So it was just amazing.
Wow.
And then another one, there's so many. I think...
you can go top five.
I know. One of the most challenging was hiking to Machu Picchu, and I did the Lara's track. Most people do the Inca Trail, and I chose the Lara's track just because it... not many people would be on it, and it was actually myself, and I did, like, a little tour, so it was only my group on this trek. We never saw anybody else, and it was 3 days through the Andes, a very high altitude. It was, like, 5,000 meters above sea level at the highest point, and it was just so difficult, but so rewarding when you get to Machu Picchu, and it's stunning. I guess those are three of my top stories. I could go on, really.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I mean, what do you think has been some of your biggest lessons in that experience? You've talked about, you know, gaining strength. has there been anything that, you know, any other personal transformation stories that it's brought you to, yeah, awareness or a personal transformation in your life?
I think every trip has done that for me at different points in my life.
Wow.
I mean, I'm 28 now. I've been really traveling nonstop since I was 18. I've gone, like, I was traveling a little bit before that, but nonstop since I was 18. And at every point of your, in your life, like, you go through different transitions. And I think travel has really has helped me learn a lot about myself and helped me through different transitions. And I think it's also, I mean, I feel like there was one trip I did for 10 months straight. And I feel like what I learned in those 10 months is what way more than what someone would learn in like a year, just about myself, I mean, and about the world and different people and friends and family and just different cultures. You just learn so, you really do learn so much in such a short time when you travel, because you really get to know yourself and your likes and your dislikes. And, yeah, you just, you learn so much. You learn so much. And you come back. The thing is, you come back to your home. Say you're traveling for a month and you had all these crazy experiences. You return home and everything is the same as when you left. And you
right.
feel so different. So that, the reverse culture shock is also a lesson. It's just, yeah, that this world is amazing and you can learn so much from different countries, different cultures, different people. And they teach you a lot about yourself and at the same time.
So when you talk about coming back and it's the culture shock and it's that, so you learn those lessons, how do you integrate it back into your life? Or do you find that it integrates back?
I just think it's shaped the person who I am. All the experiences I've had and my friends that I've made, and I have such an appreciation and respect to all different religions and cultures, and it's kept me very open-minded and respectful of all those cultures. So I guess that, and it allows me to connect to people on a different level. Like, I mean, I lived in Ghana, so when I meet someone in Toronto, which is where I'm based, from Ghana, I automatically have this connection with them. So that's pretty cool, too. I mean, there's so many lessons that I've learned that have just made me who I am. It's hard to like just pick a few because travel is such a big part of my life that it is a big part of who I am in general.
Well, I guess the question I'm sure listeners are out there thinking, like, well, how do you afford to do this?
I mean, I have done all different types of trips. From again, referring back to that 10-month trip I took straight.
Mm-hmm.
I went to 12 different countries, and a couple of those countries I went to multiple times within those 10 months. And I did everything from getting my scuba diving license, to staying in ashrams, to learning yoga, to getting taught by the Dalai Lama, like Buddhism. I did so many different things, and all of that, including all my flights, cost me $9,500. And I ate a lot, too. I ate, like, 4 or 5 meals a day. So, like, I felt like I was living like royalty, and I did that for 10 months on $9,500, including all flights. So it really depends on the different – like, it depends – it doesn't matter your budget, basically, is what I always say. It doesn't matter your budget or your lifestyle. Like, you can travel. But if someone came to me with a certain budget, I would recommend certain places in the world because some places are more – are cheaper, or your money will go a further distance, I should say, than other places. So,
so give us those tips then. So what would be your, if someone is on a budget, where are the best places to go?
Again, that's difficult too, because just everyone's so different, right? I mean, are you an adventurous person? Do you like more the history or architecture of a place? Do you like the culture? Are you a hostel person or a hotel person? It depends. Are you traveling with someone? Are you traveling alone? Do you want to do a tour, or do you want to just like spontaneously go and see what happens? So it really depends on many things.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, going back to your question. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
you were asking me how I keep traveling now. Again, this is my job, so I have my blog, I have my YouTube channel, and those have given me many opportunities to continue traveling.
So what? So I mean, you're calling yourself, I mean, you're basically then a travel junkie, so to speak. Although
yes.
To other people who want to, whether they want to, you know, invest that much or not invest that much, what do you want to say in terms of, like, how to, like, take those steps and just go for it?
You mean just, like, how... Sorry, could you
yeah, like, if someone is like, okay, I have work, I have this, I have that, like, how do I, all these responsibilities, because there's so many reasons that people find that they can't travel, can't do that. I mean, we create a lot of blocks, and you've been able to make it a lifestyle, you've been able to live
mm-hmm.
all of this. I mean, you know, so it's very impressive.
I think that if you want something, then you should make it happen. It doesn't matter whether it's travel or something else. So if you and you will make it happen no matter your lifestyle. That's just my mentality in general. And I really do think if you want it to happen, make it happen. And I mean, it doesn't have to be for like 6 months of the year or a month of the year. It can be even a week or a couple of weeks. And it doesn't even have to be that far. You can still have a crazy adventure just in your own backyard. Showing people on my blog and my YouTube channel how to incorporate travel and culture into their everyday life and not have to leave basically their house. So in that sense, I mean, like, getting like a trying a different cuisine of a country they really want to visit, or decorating their room to be like more culturally inspired. So, I mean, you can bring culture to your life, to your everyday life as well.
I love that message. I love, because you're just really opening up our possibilities, because, I mean, the biggest takeaway that I have as you're talking is just really that, again, stepping outside of our own box, opening up our mind, exploring new things, and growing and learning through those new exchanges so that we're more open than limited. And so how long do you ever stay in one place? So if you're calling Toronto your home, how much are you in Toronto, or how much are you traveling?
Again, it varies. I could be gone for a month or a couple of weeks. It really varies. And every year is also very different. I'm based in Toronto the more I travel, the more I appreciate my city of Toronto. I love it here, and it's so multicultural that you can travel around the world in a day basically in the city. which is incredible. You can get anything and everything from any culture and have like the best food of every culture here. So I love coming back to the city, and I am also an actress and host, so I try to balance my time between traveling and auditioning and doing some gigs as well here in Canada or the U.S.
Well, I mean, I can attest to Toronto too, because I live here as well, so it's really enjoyable to be able to. And
it's amazing.
Your channel is Hopscotch, and it's Hopscotch the Globe, which is really cute. HopscotchTheGlobe.com, and so you can find, that's your channel and that's your website. And so when you're put for how long, do you ever like become like cabin fever the longer you stay in a place, or you're here for a while? How long has it been that you actually stay put in one place before you kind of get cabin fever and that little Hopscotch the Globe little part of you wants to just start moving?
I mean, that happens all the time. I get pretty restless very easily. But, I mean, again, I go on adventures around my place too, and, like, it's beautiful here. And I'm always discovering new places, whether it's in Toronto or around the cities around Toronto. But, I mean, give me, like, a week and I'm back here and I want to, like, do something new again. So I don't like to – in other words, I'm very horrible at relaxing and just, like, sitting in one place for too long.
You've got accustomed to moving, and do you think that will ever change for you?
I'm sure it will. Not in the sense that I'll stop traveling. I mean, I will always travel, but I'm sure, like, I appreciate more having a home base and, but also leaving, like, and traveling a lot as well, but always coming back to this home base. I really appreciate that. Whereas before, I was basically just living out of a backpack and didn't have much of a home.
Right, right. I mean, it's beautiful what you're saying. Is the more that we find our home, that in, coming back to embrace like a center place is creates for us just more joy in what we actually do have. So that's also, I mean, that's another beautiful and incredible message in this. So we will be wrapping up, Kristen. I've so enjoyed having you, and you've been a joy, and you've certainly opened our minds. Can you leave us with one takeaway for the listeners out there in terms of just really opening up to just explore their own world and the world at large?
I'd say even if you're scared or nervous or you feel like your life circumstances are maybe preventing you from traveling, you can make it happen. No matter who you are and what your life is like, you can make it happen. If you have a desire to travel, just do it. Book that flight and just go. And you don't have to leave for a month. You don't have to leave for 3 weeks. You can leave for even just a week or, again, explore your own backyard. But, like, adventure is out there. If it's something that you're passionate about, I'd say just go for it. And booking your plane ticket is the hardest part. Once you do that, you're good, and you will have an incredible experience. And it's addicting. I'll leave you with that. It's addicting. Once you start, you can't stop.
Well, thank you so much, Kristen. And again, for the listeners out there, Kristen offers all of these incredible insights and all of her adventures for you to watch and experience yourself on her YouTube channel, Hopscotch Globe, at her website, Hopscotch Globe, and through her blog. So absolutely go and check out Kristen at Hopscotch the Globe. Thank you, Kristen, so much for being here today and sharing all of your adventures.
Thanks for having me.
Have a wonderful day. So
you too.
Yep. Thanks. Bye, Han. Yeah. Lots of opportunities for us to really explore so many different aspects of life. Let's take that mission on just opening ourselves up. This is Dr. Nicola Bird, and I thank you so much for being here with me today. And remember, sometimes you do have to go out on that limb to enjoy the happy, healthy, and successful life you deserve. Have a wonderful day. See you here tomorrow for another exciting and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.